Greetings in the precious name of our soon coming Savior and Lord. Now for a little further meditation, the Word of God, your speaker, John Horn. We're going to turn to the first chapter of the Gospel by St. John. And I want to notice again the verse that we stressed somewhat in our last broadcast, namely, that our Lord Jesus Christ is spoken of as the true light. You'd find that in verse 9. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Now, preceding this, John the Apostle tells us, the same came for a witness to bear witness of the light that all men through him might believe. And I want to say something about that too. You see, if you became a believer today in our Lord Jesus Christ, you would be brought out of the darkness and into the light. Now, a reminder that in St. John, which consists of 21 chapters, you would find the words, believe, believed, believeth, some 98 times, and maybe 99. Very, very important. And I repeat, stress, special emphasis is laid upon that word. And you see, the opposite of that, of course, is unbelief. And if you were to turn to the 16th chapter of St. John, he tells us why men and women will be judged in that coming day, why they remain in their sins. For instance, he says that when he has come, he will convict the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. But this is the verse I want to stress. Of sin, because they believe not in me. You see, your sin remains if you're still in unbelief as to our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the true, the only source of light and life are found in the Lord Jesus. They are resident in him. If you want life, if you want light, then you will be compelled to turn to the one who is the life giver and the light giver, our Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, men and women never get saved until they discover, first of all, that they are in the dark. And the speaker well remembers when he groped in spiritual darkness and longed for light and longed for life and longed for salvation. And thank God, I can say, it was revealed to me through the Holy Scriptures when Christ was presented to me there as the one whom God sent to make atonement for guilt and atonement for sin, and the one who satisfied God in my place for my guilt and my sin. And yes, thank God, up until that time, what was said in St. John chapter 1 and verse 10, when it says, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. I was a stranger to him. I did not know him. But I can tell you now, thank God, I know him as my own personal Savior. He has saved me. But now, I want to stress two verses further in connection with the light in the moment or two that still remains to me. It says, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light. And that's what we're seeking to do today and have been in the days past and hope to continue to do if our Lord permits. But what did John stress? He says that all men through him might believe. Oh, says somebody, I think all men are believers. No, not according to this. You see, the light came, John says, that all men through him might believe. And you'll never become a believer in our Lord Jesus Christ until you first discover that you are an unbeliever and that trusting him as the one who satisfied God will bring you light. However, one verse in concluding. In the Gospel by St. John and in the 12th chapter, verse 46, our Lord Jesus Christ said, I am come a light into the world. Yes, thank God he did. Look and see why he came into the world. He says that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. And you would be brought out of spiritual darkness right today, right at this moment, if you were to place personal faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He would give you light. He would give you salvation. He'd deliver you from the power of sin and of Satan too. And you'd know true liberty. Yes, thank God, it would be the light of life shining in that heart and in that soul of yours. But listen again as we stress the verse, I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. Now listen, friends. He spoke the truth when he was here. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And those words are true words. If you believe him, you'll be brought out of darkness into the light. Why not trust him now as your personal Savior?